basketball tournament is on the air.
To Mike Golka, good pass to Lowry. They go outside, Gehring, big swing, block, and in! Base block, Claire Hamburger, and we're going to a third set.
Eight teams, one goal, bring home a state title for your school. Let's take you courtside now for today's game.
And a good afternoon from the Pinnacle Bank Arena, along with our studio engineer, Tyson Brockmeyer. I'm Larry Kottner. It is the C2 State Volleyball Tournament semifinals, a matchup featuring a rematch of last year's state championship contest between Freeman and Hastings St. Cecilia. The Lady Falcons come in here perfect on the year at 31-0. And the Hawkettes with a record of 30-4. We take a look at those four losses, though, for Hastings St. Cecilia this year. And you've got to really examine it. They play a lot of C2 and C1 competition. All four losses this year to C1 teams, including three who are playing here today in Lincoln, and including one, Omaha Concordia, who has already advanced to the state championship. The other two, Kearney Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS, will be playing on the other court to decide who also goes to the state championship. So a pretty good schedule that Hastings St. Cecilia has played this year, and they come in here with a record of 30-4. So Freeman comes in with the better record, but St. Cecilia maybe the better resume as they played a predominantly C2, C1 schedule. On the other hand, Freeman mostly D1, D2, and some C2. So it'll be an interesting matchup. Both these teams came in with victories yesterday. It was St. Cecilia getting the sweep over Elmwood Murdoch, 25-20, 25-15, 25-18 to advance to the semifinals. And Freeman defeated Sutton in four sets, 25-19, 24-26, 25-18, and 25-10. We're going to continue with pregame activities from the Pinnacle Bank Arena, but right now we're going to take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to AM 1230 KHAS.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As an authorized independent agent for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth knows health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Marty DeMuth to see how he can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance plan for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
1230 KHAS.
And we come back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. It is the state semifinals for Class C2. As we mentioned, these two teams met up last year at the Heartland Event Center for the state championship, and that was a three-game sweep for the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. They'd love to do that again here today and advance to the state championship. Whoever wins this match will face Crofton in the state championship. Crofton earlier today was a four-set winner over Guardian Angels Central Catholic of West Point, 25-21, 15-25. 25-21, 25-21. Pretty consistent there. And also in the C1 match that just finished up, it was Concordia over Wahoo, 25-21, 23-25, 25-11, and 25-14. Speaking of Crofton, you think about all the success that they've had over the years in girls basketball. You would be surprised to find out that they have only played in one state championship for volleyball. Tomorrow will be only their second. They played in one in 1993, 21 years ago, and did not win that. So they are actually looking for that elusive first state title in volleyball. They'll enter tomorrow undefeated at 29-0. If Freeman wins, it's a pair of undefeated teams. If Hastings St. Cecilia gets the victory here today, well, then we've got the top seed taking on the defending state champ. Either way, it's going to be a good storyline for C2 for tomorrow. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors in this matchup, and that will be Hastings St. Cecilia, they'll go this way. It'll be Claire Hamburger. She is a 5'9" senior setter. Carly Wright, 5'8" senior right side hitter. Lil Sheely, Real Sheehy, that is, a 5'8" junior outside hitter. Josie Prevett, a 5'8" senior middle hitter. Lucy Skoke, 6', sophomore, she is a middle hitter. And Claire Rasmussen, a 5'8" sophomore outside hitter. The libero is Chandra Farmer, 5'3" junior. And again, she is the libero. The head coach, Alan Van Cura, assisted by Rob Kober and Tara Jones. So once again, for the Hawkettes, it will be Wright, Sheehy, Prevett, Skoke, Rasmussen, Hamburger, and the libero will be Farmer. So let's take a look at Freeman. Again, their record 31-0. They're coached by Danny White, assisted by Dana Anderson and Tanner Schmidt. They'll go this way. It is Alexis Holland, a 5'10" junior outside hitter. Riley Dorn, the setter, she's 5'9" and a senior. Taylor Sugden, a senior, 5'9" right side hitter. Marissa Haynes, a 5'11" senior middle hitter. Also in the middle, 6'1" senior, Carly Rimmer. She is their leading hitter on the season with 378 coming into the state tournament. And the other middle hitter, another tall girl, that is Emily Linners, 6'2" junior. The libero is Riley Page, 5'8" and a junior. So once again, for Freeman, it'll be Holland, Dorn, Sugden, Haynes, Rimmers, and Linners. And the libero is Riley Page. So that's a look at your starting lineups for St. Cecilia and Freeman. We'll take a 90-second timeout and come back and get you ready for the C2 state semifinals between the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia and the Freeman Falcons right here on AM 1230 KHAS.
I was born and raised here in Hastings, Nebraska. My mom was in and out of hospitals since the age I was 2, and I lost her when I was 6. Every time I walked past that room, the memories I had with her and being with her has helped me be a more empathetic caregiver. It's an honor to be in the presence of people that took care of my mom. They made me feel always at home, and again, like I was an extension of them. I am the person I am today because of them. You cannot teach compassion, you cannot teach empathy. That's something that's just a part of you. If I can just make a difference in one person's life, then I've done my job. This is just the way that we care for our patients here and their families.
I'm Megan Kaup, Director of Medical, Surgical, Orthopedics, and Oncology at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
Livingston Butler Vaughan's Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughan when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
And we come back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. It is the state semifinals for C2. Kind of a long wait for the two teams that wait out here, get their names announced. C2 gets their names announced, and they're ready to go. They're fired up, ready to play, and then they have to wait because of the other match. They have to also announce the starting and non-starting players for the C1 match, which is being played over on the South Court, which features Kearney Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS. And folks, by the way, that are interested in that match can catch Doug Duda over on Classic Hits 98.9, one of the Platte River radio stations. He has that ball game for you over on 98.9, so you can set your FM dial to that, your AM dial to here, and kind of switch back and forth and check on both matches. This one should be a great one. It was fun last year to call this one between St. Cecilia and Freeman. And the winner here will advance to the championship tomorrow and play Croft, and that's at 1 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. For the team that loses here, they will play in the consolation match tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. That will be played at Lincoln East. Guardian Angels Central Catholic, the team that awaits the loser of this matchup. Also, earlier today in D2, as you heard on the Breeze 94.5, it was Giltner getting a sweep over Exeter Milligan. They will play in the state championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock against Stewart. Stewart, a five-set marathon, defeating Lawrence Nelson in the fifth set, 15-13. That was quite the match between those two. And then in D1, the two teams that have been number one and number two all year long, O'Neill St. Mary's, the number one team, and Ansley Litchfield, the number two team, they both get sweeps in their semifinals. Neither team has lost a set so far here in the state championships. And as we mentioned, Crofton getting the win in C2 in the last match, and Concordia over Wahoo. Both of those matches were in four sets. So that gets you all caught up. Class B and Class A will play tonight. We are ready for St. Cecilia and Freeman. St. Cecilia will be in the left court, going left to right as you visualize this opening set. And Freeman, right to left. Both teams, blue color. It's a darker blue with the light blue trim and white trim for Freeman. And for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes, more of a royal blue, and they have the black and white trim. Good to have you along again with our studio engineer, Tyson Brockmeyer. I'm Larry Kottner. Trying to work through a head cold here today. Bear with me for one more match. As back to serve for the Falcons will be Riley Dorn, the setter. And we are just ready to get underway. Best 3 out of 5 in the semifinal, taken by Farmer on the serve receive. The attack that time for Prevett. And then the hit off the left side on the attack for Freeman. That's Sugden, her shot long. And the point will go to the Hawkettes. They lead it 1-0. Claire Hamburger with the service. It's an ace. Hit the top of the tape and just dinked on over. Got the lucky roll on that one. 2-0 in favor of the Hawkettes. Claire Hamburger. Jump serve to the back row. Taken there. Pass into the middle. Swept across and getting the kill off the right side for Freeman is Marissa Haynes. First point for Freeman. 2-1 is our score. A little bit blocked out on the right court, and I'm not very familiar with Freeman, so I'm going to have to take a minute here. Haynes, the pass now as it's hit across by Prevett. The setup on the right side, the kill attempt that time for Dorn, and Prevett tried to get the kill. It's blocked back up front, making the play. The stuff blocked Carly Rimmers. 2-2, our score. Serving will be Marissa Haynes. Haynes sends it across. It's an ace. Skipped off the fingertips of Claire Rasmussen. 3-2, our score. Freeman on top. Marissa Haynes once again to serve. The Freeman fans behind us. St. Cecilia fans across the way. Serve taken there by Rasmussen. Bumped up by Hamburger. Sent over on the free ball by Prevett. The setup in the middle. That is Rimmers, Linners, that sends it across. And it quickly turned away again by Rasmussen. And going up for the kill off the left side and hammering it down is Carly Rimmers. Freeman off to a 4-2 lead here in set number one. It'll be Haynes to serve. Flaps it across, dug out by Farmer, and then Privet trying to keep it from going into the net on the overpass, stepped over the line underneath, and the point will go to Freeman. It's 5-2. Service by Haynes, and it's an ace. That was just like Hamburger's earlier that hit the top of the net and then just dinked on over for the ace serve. It is 6-2 in favor of the Falcons. Once again, Haynes lofts this one, going down to deep to get that Rasmussen. Privet with the attack, kept alive and sent over on the free ball by Sugden. Now quickly they'll run the offense as the pass is good from Carly Wright to Privet. Josie will put it home for the kill, and it's 6-3. Claire Rasmussen to serve for St. Cecilia. Center courts, hits it across. Dug out on the back row. The setup for the quick attack that time by Rimmers. St. Cecilia plays it off the floor, up to the line, trying to get the kill is Sheehy, but she has blocked back the stuff block between Rimmers and Linners. Gives Freeman the point at 7-3. Linners will serve. Played on the back row that time by Rundle, who is in there now. Check that is Hamburger, number two, not seven. Down the line, the attack off the left side would not go for Freeman's Alexis Holland. She was off the mark. The point will go to St. Cecilia, 7-4 the score. Privet with the service. Popped up by Sugden. The setup and into the net on the attack by Holland. Two quick ones for the Hawkettes. They're down 7-5 in set number one. Privet will serve to the back row. Nice dig back there by Sugden. Then the attack off the left side, putting it down, is Carly Rimmers. 8-5 is the score. And again, that's in that area where it's really tough for us to see here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. On the overpass on the serve receive from Sheehy, Rimmers is right there to knock it down on the overpass for the kill. A 9-5 Freeman. Service by Sugden. Played on the back row. The pass over to Sheehy. It's into the net. That was played by St. Cecilia's Dana Rundle. A timeout's going to be taken by St. Cecilia. 10-5 is the score. Freeman on top. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to AM 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
10-5 is the score. Freeman on top of St. Cecilia. Serving for Freeman is Taylor Sugden. Center court will send it across. Dug out on the back row by Rundle. The setup on the right side. The attack that time for Carly Wright. Sent back quickly by Holland. Wright will set it up now on the other side. Pushed across by Sheehy. Played by Rimmers. The attack by Rimmers. Actually, that was Linners first, then Rimmers. And then the attack will go the other direction for the kill. Lucy Skoke will put it down. It's 10-6. Back to serve will be Carly Wright for St. Cecilia. Dead center. Sends it to the back row. Punched up there by Sugden. Passed ahead by Linners, and then it hits the antenna as Alexis Holland tried to get the free ball from the out-of-bounds area. Tried to direct it inside, could not. It's 10-7. Service, a good one that time by Wright. The setup, the quick hit, and Carly Rimmers hammering it home on the nice service, on the nice setup on the short set, 11-7. Rimmers, after getting the kill, will serve. Freeman up by four. Rimmers off the mark. off to the left on her serve, service error. Point for the Hawkettes. 11-8 our score. Lil Sheehy will serve it up. The junior sends it across. Played by Dorn. Now Sugden on the attack just long. Trying to get that back line. Sugden misses barely. And the point, actually that was Haynes, Marissa Haynes, number 6, not 5. Now it's Dorn setting it across. Sent over by Haynes. Now Sugden will dig it out on the back row. Freeman on the attack. Holland kept alive. Farmer cannot redirect. It was quickly hit by two St. Cecilia players. Farmer just had a quick chance at a free ball, but it went out of bounds. 12-9 the score. Freeman. Holland will serve. And it's a nice one. It's an ace. Just over the net. Farmer tried to play it but could not. 13-9 the score. Freeman has led pretty much throughout this first set. Alexis Holland lofts it, taken there by Farmer. The back set, the attack, and out of bounds off the block. It'll go for a kill for Lucy Skoke. She'll check out of the lineup. Going back to serve will be Farmer. Floats it to the back line. Played there by Holland. Bumped up by Dorn. Hit across by Rimmers. Bumped up there by Wright. The attack off balance is Hamburger. The pass over to the left side. Haynes gets it across. The pass from left side. Hamburger on the attack. Punched up by Rimmers. But an overpass too close to the net could not be played by Marissa Haynes. And the point will go for St. Cecilia. They're now by 2 at 13-11. Farmer floats it across, played by Holland. The quick set, they go to Linners. Linners takes it across, but it's played nicely by Wright. Now Freeman having trouble with it, cannot get it over on 3. The point for St. Cecilia, 13-12, and a timeout being taken by Freeman. Freeman still with a 1-point lead, but St. Cecilia has closed the gap. We're in the first set. You're listening to the C2 State Semifinals on AM 1230 KHAS.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
1230 KHAS.
We come back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln on a cold November day, about as cold as I can remember for any of the volleyball tournaments over the past few years. But not too bad inside. 13-12 our score. Freeman on top. St. Cecilia, though, serving for the tie. Farmer will take it to the back row, taken there by Linners. Hit across by Haynes, pumped up by Wright. Pass over to Hamburger. It's blocked back for the kill. Check that, the stump block. And that is Emily Linners right there. And when you're 6'2", that's not too difficult to do. 14-12 the score. Dorn will send it across. Played on the back row by Hamburger. Off the left side, the attack is long by Josie Privet. And the point will go to Freeman. Freeman up 15-12, two in a row for them. Riley Dorn will serve. Played by Farmer on the back line. Bumped up, pushed across on the free ball. Now it's Freeman on the attack. Haynes trying to put it down, cannot. Right for Sheehy, blocked by Privet, blocked back. And now Sheehy on the attack, or Hamburger on the attack left side. That's blocked back, and that will go for a stuffed block. And again, Freeman playing tough on the defensive line with those six-footers up there. 16-12 the score. Dorn, service, and what do we have? St. Cecilia out of alignment. And now Coach Alan Ventura is going to talk with his team about the alignment. Now he's also just going to take a timeout. Four in a row quickly for the Falcons. 17-12, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to AM 1230 KHAS.
The SASA Crisis Center in Hastings serves many victims of violence in Adams, Clay, Nichols, and Webster counties. The types of violence includes domestic and dating violence, sexual assault, stalking, human trafficking, and harassment. Many of the services that SASA provides to victims include shelter, legal, medical, and general advocacy, housing resources, support groups, and safety planning. If you or someone you know are in need of any of these services, please contact the SASA Crisis Center hotline at 463-4677 or log on to sasacenter.org. This PSA is funded by the Sexual Assault Services Program Grant and the Victims of Crime Act.
1230 KHAS.
17-12, Freeman on top of St. Cecilia in set number one. Dorn with the service taken there by Farmer in the middle back row. Claire Hamburger with the attack, but again it's blocked back. Leading the way was Emily Linders. The 6'2 and 6'1 front line, really tough to play against right now. Also, Haynes at 5'11, very tall players on that front line. Very difficult for St. Cecilia to get it right through the block. St. Cecilia on the attack now. It'll be sent on the free ball by Privet. Now off the right side, Haynes with the attack, kept alive on the back row by Sheehy. Bumped up by Wright, sent over on the free ball by Hamburger. Set up in the middle, the quick kill for Leonard. She'll get it down off the back row touch. Freeman will take a 7-point lead at 19-12. We're in set number one, best 3 out of 5. Riley Dorn will continue his service, 6 in a row. And again, the rotation out of line. And Coach Alan Vancura talking to his players saying, you cannot do that. And you can hear the Freeman fans, I guess, saying the same thing. Dorn with the service, played by Hamburger on the back. It's right to Hamburger, sends it across, played down by Freeman. Sugden will take it across there. Rasmussen, the pass for Privet. Her attack is kept alive, now sent on a sanding spike by Rimmers, kept alive nicely done by Wright, the attack from Hamburger on the left side. Set up for the left side attack this time for Sugden. Pass over to the left side for Hamburger, and she'll put it home down the left line. She will be able to get the kill, and that stops that run of 7 in a row for Freeman. Freeman still up though, 20-13. Back at the service line, Claire Hamburger floats it to the back row, played there by Rimmers. The quick pass, and Linners will slam it home. That was a low trajectory pass. Quickly from the right side to the left side. Linners didn't have to go very far, though, to put it down at 6-2. 21-13. Service, a good one by Haynes. It's an ace. Hit the back line. St. Cecilia elected to let it go, but an ace serve for Freeman. They lead it 22-13 in set one. Service by Marissa Haynes, played on the back row by Farmer. Back set, they'll play it, and it's blocked back again. Linners and Rimmers on the attack that time by Carly Wright. 23-13, and right now, Hawkett's having a hard time finding that open zone to get their attacks across. Dug out by Rasmussen on the serve. The attack a little higher trajectory by Privet. Gets it across, pushed across now by Rimmers, kept alive by Sheehy, but nobody could play it. 24-13, it is set point for Freeman. They have outscored St. Cecilia 11-1 in this run. Service by Haynes, into the net, service error. That will momentarily keep St. Cecilia alive in this set, down 24-14. Back to serve will be Claire Rasmussen. Sends it to the back row, played there by Holland. Hustling to come get it is Dorn. Nice free ball sent across, kept it between the antennas, but it went clear across the court sideways from Sugden and out of bounds. So 24-15. Service by Rasmussen, played by Holland. Bumped up by Dorn. The attack is too strong from Sugden. So that'll be another point for St. Cecilia. They've reeled off 3 in a row, but still down by 8. And it is still set point for Freeman. Rasmussen with the service, played by Linners. Rimmers, that is, gets a pass back from Dorn. On the attack, Privet is blocked by Rimmer. She gets the stuff block for the winner. And that is the end of the first set as Freeman defeats Hastings St. Cecilia 25-16 in set number one. We'll take a 90-second timeout, come back and get you ready for the second set. You're listening to AM 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
1230 KHAS.
Then, yeah, okay. And we are back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena where set number one goes to Freeman over St. Cecilia 25-16. Over in C1, they are still in the first set. Kearney Catholic with a 22-16 lead on Columbus SCOTUS. Winner here will advance to the state championship. That will be tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center and take on Crofton. Crofton unbeaten on the year at 29-0, looking for their very first state championship trophy. These two teams playing here today, they're not unfamiliar with the state championship. Freeman has won titles in 2000, 2001, and 2005 in D1. D1 1999 and 2006, and then were runners-up in 2000, 2001, and 2005, as well as last year in C2. St. Cecilia, they won the state championship last year for the first time in 23 years. They also won it five times between 1982 and 1990, and in that stretch, they also had two runner-up trophies in 1986 and 1988. So both these teams... With a lot of volleyball tradition over the years in the state of Nebraska. So we get ready for set number two. St. Cecilia trying to bounce back. It'll be Claire Hamburger to start things off. Nice dig out on the left side by Holland. They get the pass across as Freeman. The attack from Rasmus on the left side. Sent over to the Freeman side. The attack by Haynes off the left side will go down for the kill. Off the touch of Privet and Wright. 1-0 in favor of the Falcons in set number two. To serve, Riley Dorn. Dorn has it dug out by Rasmus and the pass for Privet. Crisscross attack, and it will go. Rimmers tried to keep it alive but could not get low enough to pancake it out of there. 1-1 is the score. Rasmussen to serve. Sends it to the back row, taken there by Sugden. They'll set it up for Lenners. Kept alive by Rasmussen. Pass to the left side. Pushed across by Sheehy. But it will be out of bounds. The point will go to Freeman. 2-1. Back to the service line will be Marissa Haynes. Haynes, dead center, will serve it up. Gives it a spin, and here we go. Played on the back row by Farmer. The Hamburger, the setup for Sheehy. Her attack is too strong, and it is out of bounds. 3-1, Freeman. Freeman won the first set, 25-16. Service played on the back row by Rundle. The lift is going to be called. Too close to the net, trying to keep it alive was Privet. And that will be called against St. Cecilia. So it's quickly 4-1 in favor of the Falcons. Haynes once again. Jump serve played on the back row by Rundle. Hamburger over to the left side for Sheehy. Her attack just misses. She lofted it just a little bit. You can see where St. Cecilia now is putting a little more loft on their attacks because of that big 6-foot front line. But that one a little too much. And Haynes now with the service error as she sends one beyond the end line. Makes it a 5-2 score. Prevet will serve. Played on the back line by Rimmers. The quick set and hammering it home is Rimmers. She got the quick return from Riley Dorn. 6-2 is our score for the Falcons. Letters will serve. Emily, 6-2 junior. And she'll put it into the net. Service error and a point for St. Cecilia. 6-3, our score. It'll be Carly Wright to serve for St. Cecilia, played by Marissa Haynes. The setup for Holland, her attack kept alive by Wright, pushed across by Sheehy, played by Haynes, the quick hitter. Again, Dorn with the quick set and the kill for Rimmers. That is a tough combination for the Falcons. They lead it 7-3. It'll be Sugden to serve, floats it to the back row, taken there by Farmer. The pass for Wright to Hamburger, and she is blocked at the net. Tough block for Rimmers and Dorn. You got the setter that's 5'9". She's had over 800 assists this year. Sugden with the service. The play by Hamburger. Crisscross attack dug out by Haynes. Back on the St. Cecilia side quickly. And Claire Hamburger will quickly get it over. Set up for an attack by Holland. That one floated on her. It's long. The point will go to St. Cecilia. 8-4 our score. We'll see if the Hawkettes can get a run going. Sheehy to serve. Floats it across. Rimmers the overpass. That sets up an attack. But Prevent could not take advantage of it. Actually, that is a new player in that scope that had a chance at it. Freeman on the slide. It'll be Rimmers down the line. Puts it down right on the sideline. The old slide play, and Rimmers was able to hammer it home. And right now, Freeman trying to avenge last year's state championship loss to St. Cecilia. Up 1-0 and 9-4 right now. Rimmers will serve. Played by St. Cecilia, pushed across by Hamburger. Taken there by Holland, bumped up by Sugden. Holland will roll shot it across. And it's St. Cecilia on the attack. Hamburger will hammer it down and get the kill off the back row touch of Emily Linners. See if that can get something going for St. Cecilia. Down 9-5. Farmer brings it across. Taken there by Haynes. Gets it back on the pass. Dug out by Hamburger. Hamburger gets it back on the pass. Drives it through the defense, but saved by Sugden. A little dink by Holland. Kept alive by St. Cecilia. The attack. Hamburger again. Drives it through the defense of Dorn and Haynes and gets the kill. Cassidy Mason, a 6-foot senior, will check in now for Freeman. So they keep bringing in the 6-footers. Farmer will float it back to the back line, played by Linners. The overpass is going to go out of bounds. It actually was intended a set for Haynes, and it missed the mark, hit the net, and then went on out of bounds. 9-7, St. Cecilia back within two. Another overpass played quickly by Prevet, but hit by Haynes across. Now St. Cecilia on the attack. Prevet will send it across. Zorn will set it up for Haynes. Too strong on the attack. Another point for St. Cecilia. They're back within one. They'll serve for the tie. 9-8 our score. Freeman won the first set, 25-16. Hawkettes trying to battle back in set two. Farmer with the service, taken by Sugden. They'll set it up for Haynes. She'll get the dink. Just a little dink on the left line. Got it down. It's 10-8. Mason will serve. Sends it to the back line. Played by Farmer. Hamburger will pass it for Prevet. Crisscross attack dug out by Rimmers. Set up for Dorn for Haynes, and Haynes, it went and hit inside the line, but it hit the antenna on the way. The point will go to St. Cecilia. They need to adjust the score. They've got 10-8, but it should be 10-9. It'll be a service for Hamburger, and there they go. They've got it adjusted. 10-9 the score. And having a little conversation yet over to make sure that's right, and everybody kind of nodding their head, waiting for the down official to confirm that that is the correct score. And I believe they have agreed that that is, and we're ready to go. Claire Hamburger will serve. Floats it across. It's played nicely by Holland. The quick move to Lenners. Dug out nicely by Rasmussen, then played across by Privet. On the attack, it's Haynes, and again, a little long. And the point will go for St. Cecilia, and they've battled back to tie this one up at 10 apiece. Hamburger to serve. From the left side, floats it across. Nice dig out by Holland, the bump set. Lenners will send it over. It hit the net and really kind of threw the defense off. She found the open zone for the point. It's 11-10. Riley Dorn will serve. Played on the back line by Rasmussen. Now Privet sent over by Hamburger. Played by Rimmers. The quick hitter for Lenners. Too strong. Out of bounds. She was trying to get the corner but hit it too strong. We're tied at 11. Claire Rasmussen, 5'8 sophomore to serve. To the back line, played there by Holland. Dorn had to keep it alive. Nice punch up and then sent over by Sugden. On the attack, Hamburger for Sheehy. Dug on the back row by Holland, played off the net nicely by Dorn and then sent over by Holland. And the free ball sent back by Farmer. The quick pass, they'll go off with the attack. Haynes on the right side, dug out by Hamburger. Sheehy on the crisscross attack, dug on the back row by Rimmers. Set up for Sugden, and she leaves it short on the dink. It goes into the net, and St. Cecilia takes their first lead in the set at 12-11, and Freeman wants a timeout. St. Cecilia up by one. They're down one set to none. We'll be back in 30 on AM 1230, KHAS.
The SASE Crisis Center in Hastings serves many victims of violence in Adams, Clay, Nichols, and Webster counties. The types of violence includes domestic and dating violence, sexual assault, stalking, human trafficking, and harassment. Many of the services that SASE provides to victims include shelter, legal, medical, and general advocacy, housing resources, support groups, and safety planning. If you or someone you know are in need of any of these services, please contact the SASE Crisis Center hotline at 463-4677. Or log on to sasacenter.org. This PSA is funded by the Sexual Assault Services Program Grant and the Victims of Crime Act.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia leading for the first time in this set at 12-11. Don't believe they really led by much early in the first set either. They led early in that set by a couple of points, but then Freeman pretty much dominated the rest of the way. St. Cecilia making a nice run here in this set, the quick set. And it's blocked back for Lenners. She is blocked up there, Privet and Sheehy. And on the stuffed block, it's another point for the Hawkettes, 11-13. Rasmussen with the service. Dug out by Holland, the pass left side. The attack tipped at the net, dug out by Rasmussen. Pass to Sheehy, floats it to the back row. Kept alive by Rimmers. Free ball sent over by Dorn. Taken by Farmer. The quick dink. It'll work. No, a pancake save. No, it will not count as a pancake save. Rimmers says she got it. The official says, no, you didn't. It will not count, and that was a nice two-hand second hit for Claire Hamburger. 14-11. The overpass. Played on the net by Dorn. Quickly hit by Haynes, and she gets it back into the zone with the kill. That was a quick adjustment by Marissa Haynes to get that kill, played off the net. 14-12, St. Cecilia with the lead. Freeman the serve. It is Haynes to the back line, taken by Rundle. The pass over to Sheehy, blocked at the net, taken in the back row by Holland. On the attack, it is Rimmers, and she is long. So right now, Freeman having trouble finding that back line. They have been going strong to that back line with the attack, but sending it long. 15-12, the service by Privet. And it's Rimmers. That time she didn't have any problem finding the back line. They got it inside. It was played off by Hamburger and couldn't do anything with it. It's 15-13. St. Cecilia up by two. Freeman up one set to none. The service by Leonard. That is way strong. And Hastings St. Cecilia will take advantage. Go up by three, 16-13. Charlie Wright to do the honors for the Hawkettes. She'll loft it a little too long and returns the favor. Service error and a point for Freeman, 16-14. We're in set number two. St. Cecilia trying to even them up here in sets. Played by Hamburger, the pass into the middle, the attack by Sheehy, and it's, check that, that is Skoke, and she is going to get the kill. Lucy Skoke, the sophomore with the kill, is 17-14 in favor of the Hawkettes. Checking back into the lineup is Rasmussen. The service will be from Sheehy. Floats it to the back line, played by Sugden. Bumped up. The attack from the back row. Haynes, too strong. Freeman right now having trouble measuring it up, and the coach over there, Danny Wyatt, she wants to talk to her players about that. It's 18-14. St. Cecilia on top, trying to even up the sets. You're listening to AM 1230 KHAS, back in 30 seconds.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As an authorized independent agent for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth knows health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Marty DeMuth to see how he can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance plan for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia trying to advance to the state championship for the second year in a row. They had not played there for 23 years and then won the state title over this Freeman Falcon team a year ago at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Down one set to none, but they lead this second set 18-14. Sent over by Sheehy. Played on the back row by Sugden. Nice diving save by Farmer to keep it alive. Pushed to the back row by Hamburger. Played there by Haynes. Off the left side, the roll shot for Holland is blocked back and reaching across to do the honors was Lucy Skoke. She reached up there and knocked that one down. Didn't give it a chance. 19-14 the score. Sheehy the service. It's taken on the back row by Sugden. The quick set and the hammer put down by Carly Rimmers. Well, they run that quick set, the short set, and the tall players that reside on that front line for Freeman. Rimmer 6'1", Leonard 6'2", Haynes 5'11". They bring a six-footer off the bench. It's 19-15. The pass off the left side. Hamburger too strong on her attack. And a touch is going to be called on Freeman at the front line, so the point will go for St. Cecilia. They lead it 20-15. Trying to even up the sets. Farmer to the back row. Played there by Sugden. The pass quickly to Haynes. Hit the net and then went on out of bounds. Hawkettes up by six. 21-15. Farmer to serve. Farmer sends it across. Played by Sugden on the back row. Bump set ahead. Haynes will send it to the back row. Played there by Sheehy. Pass for Hamburger. Her attack. Dug out, the overpass set back by Hamburger. Dug out by Leonard's on the back row, and then Hamburger right there to quickly put it back. And St. Cecilia on a roll. They lead 22-15. Chandra Farmer to serve. Played on the back row there by Sugden. And Haynes now with a nice hit. Played on the back row. Going low to dig it out with Sheehy, but her dig went out of bounds. The point will go to Freeman, 22-16 the score. Alexis Holland floats it to the back row, taken there by Farmer. Quick pass for Hamburger, and she hammers it home. She's been doing most of her damage from the left side, this time straight on in the middle. 23-16, Hamburger will serve. Here it comes. Taken on the back row by Holland, bumped up by Dorn, sent over by Rimmers. Nice diving save by Hamburger. Left side, Rasmussen dinks it across. Played there by Holland. Pass over to the left side. And Haynes had the open zone. She got the roll shot to go. 23-17 the score, St. Cecilia. Freeman, though, will serve. It'll be the setter, Riley Dorn, 5'9" senior. Played on the back row by Farmer. The pass over to Privet. She'll get it home off the front row touch. It is set point for St. Cecilia, trying to even up the sets. Blair Rasmussen to do the honors for the Hawkettes. To the back row, played there by Rimmers. The quick set for Haynes, played off the back row on the touch there by Hamburger. And Privet trying to slam it across. Leonard's, though, comes up for the stuff block. 24-18 the score. Haynes will serve for the Falcons. Quick spin and the serve. Taken there by Rundle, and the overpass played down by Rimmers for the point. 24-19. Well, this is the final C2 and C1 matches of the day, and starting to see the B and A teams coming in. They'll play in the 5 and 7 o'clock matches. Haynes, the serve, dug out by Rundle. The pass by Hamburger. Sheehy, attack, block back, but there's Farmer to keep it alive. Played off the net. They're going to call four hits. But that should have been just three. That should have just been the third hit. There was a play back, and there was only two hits. That should have been the third hit. And now the officials are going to talk it over. They did not allow them that third hit. They blew the whistle after it was touched by Freeman back. It was hit by two players by St. Cecilia, and then on the third, they were going to send it back, but the whistle blew for four hits. And we are going to have a redo, and that is the proper call in that situation. It will stay at 24-19, as that was only the third hit that they blew the whistle on. Service will be from Haynes to the back row, played by Farmer. Hamburger, the pass left side. Sheehy gets the kill down the left side and puts it home. St. Cecilia evens up the match at one set apiece, winning this one 25-19. So Freeman, a winner, 25-16 in the first one. St. Cecilia bounces back with a six-point victory in set number two. We'll head for set three when we come back after this 90-second timeout. You're with AM 1230, KHAS.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughn when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, an economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
I was born and raised here in Hastings, Nebraska. My mom was in and out of hospitals since the age I was 2, and I lost her when I was 6. Every time I walked past that room, the memories I had with her and being with her has helped me be a more empathetic caregiver. It's an honor to be in the presence of people that took care of my mom. They made me feel always at home, and again, like I was an extension of them. I am the person I am today because of them. You cannot teach compassion, you cannot teach empathy. That's something that's just a part of you. If I can just make a difference in one person's life, then I've done my job. This is just the way that we care for our patients here and their families.
I'm Megan Kalp, Director of Medical, Surgical, Orthopedics, and Oncology at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
We come back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena, where St. Cecilia has bounced back in the second set with a 25-19 victory after losing set number one to Freeman 25-16. So it's a new match. We're 1-1, best 3 out of 5 here at the state volleyball tournament, as it is any time in the postseason in the districts and sub-districts as well in the state of Nebraska. Freeman will be going right to left in this particular set. St. Cecilia in the near court here on the left side will be going left to right. Again, the winner will play Crofton for the state championship tomorrow afternoon at 1 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The loser will play at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon against Guardian Angel Central Catholic. That will be played at Lincoln East High School. Service by Dorn to start things off in set 3, played by Hamburger. Quick set to Hamburger from Carly Wright, and Hamburger puts it home. St. Cecilia out to the quick lead of 1-0. That's about as good as we've seen St. Cecilia run their offense here this afternoon. Hamburger will pass it or serve it across, taken there by Rimmers. The quick hitter by Linners, played nicely by Hamburger, pushed across by Rasmussen, sent quickly back by Linners, and then a quick free ball by Privet, going down deep to get it. Privet gets it back now, and with the attack for St. Cecilia, pushes it across, trying to dink it across with Sugden, blocked back by Carly Wright, now quickly back on the St. Cecilia side. Privet, her attack is dug out and sent back by Haynes. Now it is Privet once again. Left side Sugden, blocked back by Wright. Wright and Privet over there to get the block, the stuff block, and the point. 2-0 in favor of St. Cecilia. Service by Hamburger to the back row, played there by Rimmers. They'll set it up quick, and the big hit and the kill from Marissa Haynes. 2-1 our score. This is a rematch of last year's state championship match in which St. Cecilia swept Freeman, but nearly almost everybody back for Freeman. A lot of players back for St. Cecilia as well. It is an ace serve from Marissa Haynes. She caught that back line, ties it up at 2 apiece here in set 3. Haynes will step back there once again. Twisting serve, dug out nicely by Hamburger. Pass left side for Privet. Dug out on the back row by Haynes, but she couldn't do anything with it. She had to go so low with it. Couldn't come up with much on the attack, and Privet puts it down for the point. 3-2 the score. Rasmussen will serve. Sends it across, dug out by Rimmers. Then Rimmers on the attack will get the left line and the point. Tied at 3 apiece. To serve will be Emily Linners. Linners floats it to the back line, taken by Farmer. Hamburger passes left side for Sheehy, hits the net. Nice diving save momentarily for Linners, but she couldn't do anything with it either, and the point will go as Sheehy puts down the kill, 4-3, St. Cecilia. Service by Privet, taken there by Haynes. The quick set and the kill. Rimmers, that was an up and down. Rundle had nothing she could do with that one. We're tied at 4 apiece in set 3. Sugden will serve. Floats it back to Rundle. Played there. Hamburger pass left side for Sheehy. Down the line. Hit the net and went on in for the point. Lil Sheehy with a couple of kills in a row. 5-4. St. Cecilia on top. Carly Wright will serve for the Hawkettes. Played on the back line by Sugden. The quick set and Rimmers with the dink. Nice dig out by Farmer. Pushed across by Hamburger. And off the touch of Sugden, it'll go out of bounds. Another point for the Hawkettes. They lead it 6-4. And we have an official's timeout. And it looks like we're good to go. Service is a good one by Wright, played by Sugden. It could not be played off the net on the overpass by Dorn. It's another point for St. Cecilia. They lead it 7-4. Wright sends it across. Dug out by Linners. The quick service or the quick set for Rimmers. Rimmers able to drive it through the defense of Skok and get it down for the kill. 7-5 our score. It'll be Carly Rimmers to serve. Sends it across. Diving save for Farmer. The quick set. The left-hand shot will not go completely down. Yes, it will. It will work on 3 hits. Skok able to get the kill. It bounced around a little bit. Sugden really couldn't do much with it. 8-5 the score. Sheehy gets the ace. It hits the top of the net and jumps on over for the ace, Lil Sheehy. 9-8 the score. St. Cecilia on top. Trying to get back to that state championship game again. They won the title a year ago. Sheehy with the service. Played on the back line. New player in the lineup there. We'll check that number in a second. And Haynes will get the pass and the kill. For first time today, it's Tori Boer, 5'4" defensive specialist. She is a sophomore that is out there. It'll be Holland to serve. 9-6 the score. St. Cecilia, they play it off the serve receive. Sent on the free ball by Hamburger. The quick set by Dorn. Swiped across by Linners. The attack by Hamburger off the front row. Touch will go. Claire Hamburger with another kill. 10-6 the score. St. Cecilia by four. It'll be Farmer to serve. Sounds like Kearney Catholic won another set over on the C1 match. Did not catch the score, but sounds like they're up 2-0. The attack by Privet. And played well by Freeman. They get the ball passed over to the left side. And Haynes, once again, hammers it home. 10-7 is the score. By the way, that match between Kearney Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS can be heard over on 98.9 FM, Classic Hits 98.9. The setup for Hamburger off the serve receive. She gets the kill. 11-7. Very important set in this match. Each team has won a set. St. Cecilia right now, a little bit of the momentum on their side. Hamburger with the service, dug out by Holland. The bump set, the attack from the back row will go for Taylor Sugden. Farmer didn't know whether to play it or not and just stuck an arm out there at the last second. I think had she not, it still would have landed inbound. So 11-8. And it's going to be a near ace there off the touch of Rasmussen on the serve by Haynes. Farmer actually got to that one, but when she was able to get a piece of it, it went up into the crowd. 11-9, Freeman back within two. Service by Haynes, down the line, played by Rasmussen, kept alive by Hamburger. Free ball sent across by Privet. They'll send it over to the left side. The attack is down on a crisscross left to right. Carly Rimmers puts it home. 11-10, Freeman now with four in a row to draw back within one and serving for the tie. Jump serve by Haynes, played by Hamburger on the back row. Wright is going to be called for the double hit. Trying to set it up. It actually went clear over to the right side and ended up on the Freeman side. So we're tied at 11. Freeman now with five in a row to tie it back up. Haynes with the service, played by Farmer. Bumped up by Wright, hit across by Privet. Taken on the back row by Haynes. The setup for the left to right crisscross for Rimmers. Kept alive and pushed across by Hamburger. Bumped up now by Dorn. Hit across by Sugden. Hamburger, the quick set for Privet. Tipped at the front line. Played by Holland. They'll work it over to the left side. There's Rimmers, and she'll get the kill. Rimmers off the left side puts it down, and St. Cecilia's seen enough. Six in a row for Freeman. They take the lead in set three. It's the Falcons 12, the Hawkettes 11. We'll be back in 30 seconds here with AM 1230, KHES Hastings.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
1230 KHAS.
And we return to the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Two matches going on all day long here today. One on the south court, one on the north. We're on the north court. It is the C2 semifinals between St. Cecilia and Freeman. Each has won a set. It's 12-11 in the third. Freeman with the lead in the service. St. Cecilia on the serve receive will get the pass to the front row, and Privet off the left side, we'll get the kill off the front row touch to tie it up at 12. Rasmussen back to the service line now for the Hawkettes. Gives it a spin, sends it across. We've seen good services from both teams. The attack by Rimmers tipped on the line. Taken there by Farmer. Off the left side, the attack by Sheehy. Played on the back line by Haynes. Rimmers again, this time down the line on the left side. She goes up high at 6-1 and goes up and down with the kill. 13-12 the score. Rundle's going to come back in. Got a little bit of a bloody nose. That was one of our timeouts a little bit ago, a little delay. She got a little tissue to get that taken care of. Off the left side, Sheehy plays it, and it is good for the kill. Off the back row touch of Haynes. 13-13. Trivette with the service, floats it across, played by Haynes, the quick set, and it's hammered down by Rimmers. And again, Dorn doing the good job with that quick set, getting it there as the offense runs up to the net. She'll just get that quick set, and Rimmers just hammers it home. 14-13 Freeman. The near overpass pushed across by Hamburger, but they're going to call her for the double hit. So the point to Freeman, it says 14-13. Now it should be 15-13, and that is correct. Freeman with the service. It's Sugden. The attack down the left side is out for Sheehy. Check that. That was Hamburger over there. And the point will go to Freeman. They're up by three, 16-13. Sugden sends it to the back line, played there by Rundle. The pass for Sheehy. Her attack is blocked back, and it is in. Stuff blocked by that right side of the Freeman defense. Alan Vancura has seen enough. He wants a timeout. We're in the third set. Freeman up by four, 17-13. Each team has won a set. We'll be back in 30 seconds on AM 1230 KHAS.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
1230 KHAS.
17-13, the score. Freeman on top of Hastings St. Cecilia. The winner advances to the state championship tomorrow against Crofton, unbeaten Crofton at 29-0. Neither team thinking about that right now. They're just trying to get this victory. Off the serve, receive the attack, right side by right. Played nicely on the back row by Sugden. Overpass on the St. Cecilia side, played back by Rimmers. Now the attack left side by Sheehy, blocked back. Kept alive by Hamburger, and this time Scope with the attack from the left hand, blocked back again, but this time out of bounds off the touch of Freeman. It is a point for St. Cecilia, 17-14. Service by Charlie Wright, played on the back row by Sugden. It went off her hands, and then Rimmers had to run it down, sent over by Haynes. Quick set for Scope, dug out by Haynes, passed over on one. With it, the quick set now for Hamburger down the line. It is out. But I believe they said there was a touch against St. Cecilia. Possibly Freeman in the net, but didn't quite catch the call. But the point either way is going to go for St. Cecilia. Rivers was back there waiting for the ball. She thought that they won the point. It's 17-15. Played on the back row off the service by Wright. It's Holland on the attack, sends it across, back to the other way. Sheehy is blocked. Stuff blocked by Carly Rimmers at the front line. Dorn up there as well. 18-15 the score. Freeman on top. Pivotal third set. Each team has won a set. We will definitely play four. We could play five here. Service by Rimmers. The jump serve hits the net and goes on over. It's an ace. 19-15. Rimmers back to the line once again. She is the shorter of the two frontline players, but she's the more powerful one. Sends it to the back line, taken there by Sheehy. The quick set for Scope, kept alive by Rimmers. The pass by Dorn for Holland, and Holland on the crisscross gets it down. She went left to right, caught the corner, got the kill, 20-15. Freeman up by five. Rimmers to serve again. Floats it across, taken there by Sheehy. The pass left side. Hamburger goes up high and slams it down. Just what the Hawkettes needed. Claire Hamburger going up high and giving a good hard hit. 20-16 the score. Sheehy to serve. Center court to the back line. Played there by Sugden. The quick set for Haynes. Blocked and out of bounds. Haynes with the quick hit, but it was blocked there by Rasmussen and went on out of bounds off the block. Originally, I think the down official signaled it was St. Cecilia that it went off the net, but it was blocked. That was right out here in front of us. 21-16 the score. Holland will serve it. Sends it across, taken by Farmer. Wright sets it up for Scope. Drives it through the defense. Got it past that front line. They take advantage of the six-footer. When you got six-foot defense, you got to use your six-footer as well. And they do there, 21-17. Farmer floats it across, played by Holland. The quick pass for Haynes. She'll get the kill. Right to left, crisscross attack. 22-17. Freeman 3 points away from taking a 2-1 lead in this match. Dorn will float it across, played by Farmer. The quick set for Hamburger. She makes Hamburger out of that ball. Slammed it hard off the back row touch for the kill. 22-18. She'll get the serve opportunity. And a nice one played by Holland, sent over on one. Dorn, left side for Sugden, tipped on the front line. Played by Farmer. The quick second hit went across nicely for Wright, but it hung up enough that the defense was able to adjust. The quick set, and Prevent will put it down off the quick set of Carly Wright. And all of a sudden, St. Cecilia back within three, and Freeman coach Danny White not going to let the momentum swing too quickly. She'll take a timeout. We're in the third set. Each team's won a set. 22-19, Freeman back in 30 on 1230 AM KHAS.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As an authorized independent agent for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth knows health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Marty DeMuth to see how he can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance plan for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
We are sitting in a key spot in this match right now. Each team has won a set. We're in the third set, 22-19 in favor of Freeman, but St. Cecilia has come up with the last 2 points. They have the service. It's Claire Hamburger. She lobs it across. Played nicely by Rimmers. Sends it over on one. Hamburger sets it up for Prevet. On the ground there is Rimmers to play it. Set over by Sugden. Now Hamburger with the quick set, pushed across by Prevet, played by Dorn. The back set now for Rimmers, back row attack. Nice save by the libero. That's Farmer off the right side. Wright will get the attack. She'll get it off the back row touch of Holland. And just like that, the Hawkettes back within two at 22-20. Hamburger to serve. Here it is. Floats to the back row. Played there by Holland and Sugden. Standing spike from the back row goes into the net. St. Cecilia down by one, playing for the tie right here. Hamburger to serve to the back row. Touch there by Rimmers. The quick set. The attack by Haynes kept alive by Hamburger. Wright passes left side for Rasmussen. Falling back, gets it across. Played by Rimmers. The quick hit by Sugden into the net. The point for St. Cecilia. They tie it up at 22. Five in a row here in this third set. Each team has won a set. Pivotal third set to take advantage going into the fourth. Hamburger will serve. Here it is. It's a good one to the back row. Played by Rimmers. The quick set. Dinked across and nicely done by Emily Linners. Rasmussen tried to get the pancake save but could not get there. 23-22 Freeman. Haynes will serve. 5'11 senior will send it across. Twisting. Played there by Rasmussen. Saved by Farmer. taken across on the free ball by Hamburger. Dorn with the quick set for Rimmers, and she'll drive it through the double defense for the kill, and it is set point for the Falcons, 24-22. Haynes will serve once again. Here it is. Sends it nicely. Going down deep with Sheehy to get that one. The attack by Prevent, played on the back line by Holland. They'll set it up for Rimmers, and she is stopped. Prevent and Wright up front there to knock it down. 24-23. St. Cecilia to try to force a little extra volleyball in this set. It is still set point for Freeman. Rasmussen to serve. It is an ace. It ping-ponged around off of three different players for Freeman. And we're tied at 24. Timeout Falcons. We'll take it with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to AM 1230 KHAS.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
1230 KHAS.
You can tell that both these teams realize how important this set is. They have gone back and forth trying to win it. We're going to play extra volleyball in this third set, tied at 24. Claire Rasmussen will serve it up. Floats it to the back line. Played there by Holland. The set by Dorn. Rimmers on the attack, and she'll get it down off the back row touch of Rasmussen. And Freeman will serve for the set. Up 25-24, it will be Emily Linners. Linners from the right side will do the honors for the Falcons. To the back row, played there by Rundle. Bumped up by Hamburger, pushed across by Sheehy for the corner. Saved by Haynes, she knew it wasn't going to get there. Holland hits it to the back line. Nice diving save by Farmer. Sheehy with the attack, kept up by Haynes. Pushed ahead for Holland, roll shot. Played there by Farmer. Hamburger left side now for Sheehy. Blocked that, kept alive by Farmer. It hit the antenna. It went across, but it hit the antenna. And Freeman gets the win in set number three. An exciting set, but Freeman takes it 26-24. The Falcons now up on the Hawkettes 2-1 as we get ready for set number four. We're going to take a 90-second timeout. We'll come back with that fourth set. You are listening to AM 1230 KHAS.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
1230 KHAS.
When you have a repeat of last year's state championship match in the semifinals this year, you figure it's going to be a good match. So far, it has been. Freeman wins the first set 25-16. St. Cecilia, the second set 25-19. That third set was a battle, but in the end, it was the Falcons getting the victory 26-24. So we'll head to the fourth set. Did not catch the scores over on the other court, but it sounds like Kearney Catholic has ended that match with a three-set victory over Columbus SCOTUS and advancing to the state championship tomorrow against Omaha Concordia. So that match will come to an end. We will continue on here on the North Court between St. Cecilia and Freeman. And the Hawkettes, if they want to repeat as state champions, are going to have to win this set to force a fifth and deciding set. Crofton awaits the winner of this one. They were a four-set winner today over Guardian Angel Central Catholic. As the officials check out all the rotations, we get ready for this four-set. Right to left will go St. Cecilia. They'll serve. Claire Hamburger sends it across, played there by Holland. The overpass hit back quickly by Privet. Dug out on the quick pass back. Wright will send it across. Now Haynes, nice diving save by Farmer, tipped across by Privet. Haynes down the line trying to get the kill. Saved by Sheehy, and on the overpass, it is put home by Linners. 1-0 in favor of Freeman. Riley Dorn will serve for the Falcons. Played on the back row by Farmer. Hamburger pass over to Privet. Her kill attempt blocked and taken on the back row by Holland. Sugged him with attack off the left side. Now St. Cecilia sent it across. It's Privet. They'll work it over to the left side. Will the Falcons. Sugden sends it across. It's back over on the free ball by Hamburger. Quick set, and the attack will go for Emily Linners. Linners gets the kill. 6 foot, 2 inch junior for Freeman. 2-0 in favor of the Falcons. Dorn with the service. Played back in the back row by Rasmus. A great save by Wright. Quickly the other way is Freeman. They'll get it across with Haynes. Now Rasmussen with the attack from the left side. Played on the back row by Rimmers. It is Haynes with the attack from the right side. Too long. Out of bounds. St. Cecilia's on the board here in the fourth set. It's 2-1. Claire Rasmussen to serve it up for the Hawkettes. She'll do so from center court. A little bit to the left, taken there by Rimmers on the back line. They'll set it up for Linners. You know, that looked like a pass that was off the mark, but when you're 6'2 and a long reach like that, she had no problem playing it and got it down for the kill, 3-1. It'll be Haynes to serve. Dead center. Jump serve's a good one. Played on the back row by Rundle. The setup Hamburger for Sheehy, played on the back row by Haynes. Crisscross attack catches the back part of the line on the side by Carly Rimmers. Freeman out to a 4-1 lead in set four. It will be Haynes to serve again. Jump serve's a good one, played by Rundle on the back line. Hamburger, the pass ahead to Sheehy. Dink across the line, dug out by Dorn, and set across by Haynes. Quick set. Privet blocked back. The 2 6-footers, Linners and Rimmers, right up there to send it back for the stuffed block. 5-1, Freeman, riding that momentum that they gained by winning the third set. Haynes to the back line, taken by Rundle, bumped up by Hamburger. The crisscross attack by Sheehy, played in the corner by Holland. Off the left side, the attack by Rimmers, kept alive. It'll be Sheehy on the attack left side, played again on the crisscross by Holland. Bumped across now by Linners, or Rimmers, kept alive by Hamburger. Sheehy down the line, keeps it going. Holland plays it, sent on the free ball by Linners. Hamburger with the quick set for Privet, played again by Holland on that back line. Back row attack will go from Marissa Haynes. 6-1, and St. Cecilia off to a slow start in the fourth set. They cannot let this one get away. They'll take a timeout. It is Freeman up 2-1. They're up 6-1 in the fourth set. Back in 30 seconds on AM 1230 KHAS.
Livingston Butler Vaughan's Funeral Home and
cremation.
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vollen when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, an economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
Freeman, after winning that third set 26-24 to take a 2-1 lead, has jumped out in this fourth set 6-1. St. Cecilia taking the timeout, trying to stem the tide as on the serve receive, Rundle will play it. They'll get it over to Sheehy, and she'll get the kill. Back row touch by Haynes. It was just too close for her to not play it. Couldn't do much with it. It's 6-2. So St. Cecilia trying to turn the momentum around. Prevet will serve it. Played there on the back row by Holland. The quick set and the kill will go down for Carly Rimmers. 7-2. Linners will serve. There's Linners and Rimmers. Linners will serve it. Played by Rundle, dead center. It's Hamburger with the quick set. It's it. And she gets it into the donut hole. That quick move with the two hands where you look like you're going to set it, but then dink it across. It's 7-3. Carly Wright. Center court will serve it. Played there by Sugden. They'll set it up for Rimmers. She went up high and just directed it to the left side for the kill. It's another point for Freeman. They lead 8-3. Service will be from Taylor Sugden. Floats it to the back line. Played there by Farmer. The bump set. Hamburger with the attack. She'll drive it through for the kill. Claire Hamburger with another kill for the Hawkettes. And your score is 8-4. At the line to serve. It is Sheehy. Sends it across. Played there by Sugden. Now the kill will go down for Rimmers on that quick set off the touch of Chandra Farmer. 9-4 the score. Rimmers, after getting the kill, will serve the ball. There it is to the back line, played by Rasmussen, and it's an ace. No one could play it off that touch. 10-4, Freeman on top. Again, the winner will play Crofton for the state title tomorrow afternoon at 1. Service by Rimmers down the line. It's another ace. 11-4. As Freeman has all the momentum right now. That third set was so pivotal. And Freeman was able to get the victory, and it's carried on over here into the fourth set. Rimmers the service. Taken by Farmer. Right. The pass left side. Down the line. What's the call? It is in. So the kill for Claire Hamburger. Delayed call, but we get the looked like it was in, but it was close enough. I had to wait for the signal. 11-5 the score. That does break the rhythm a little bit of Freeman. Taken and served by Farmer, sent over by Haynes. The quick hit in the middle for Prevet. The back set for Haynes on the slide off the pass from Dorn. She'll send it long. It's another point for St. Cecilia as they close the gap just a little to 5 at 11-6. Farmer floats it to the back line, taken there by Sugden. Quick pass left side for Haynes. She directs it off the defense. Another point for the Falcons, 12-6. It'll be Alexis Holland. Holland, she's one of the shorter players on the team. She's just 5'10". And she'll put it into the net, service error. Draws St. Cecilia back within 5 at 12-7. Hamburger from the left side. Down the line, played by Holland. Back set, they'll work it for Haynes. And it will go down off the front row touch of Carly Wright. 13-7 the score. Riley Dorn to serve it up for Freeman. To the back line, played there by Hamburger. The set for Wright to Prevet. Blocked back, played there by Sheehy. Pushed across now by Hamburger. Holland with the dig. The quick set for Linners. Did she get it in? She did. Another kill for the Falcons. They're up 14-7, and another timeout for Hastings St. Cecilia. 14-7, we're in the fourth set. Freeman up on top of St. Cecilia. They lead 2-1 as well. Back in 30 on AM 1230 KHAS.
The SASA Crisis Center in Hastings serves many victims of violence in Adams, Clay, Nichols, and Webster counties. The types of violence includes domestic and dating violence, sexual assault, stalking, human trafficking, and harassment. Many of the services that SASA provides to victims include shelter, legal, medical, and general advocacy, housing resources, support groups, and safety planning. If you or someone you know are in need of any of these services, please contact the SASA Crisis Center hotline at 463-4677 or log on to sasacenter.org. This PSA is funded by the Sexual Assault Services Program Grant and the Victims of Crime Act.
1230 KHAS.
Well, it's do or die time right now for St. Cecilia, down 14-7 in the fourth set, down 2-1. Freeman with the service. That is Dorn, set up by Wright for Privet. Tipped at the net, kept alive on the Freeman side. Sugden off the left side, too strong with her attack. The point will go to St. Cecilia. If they're going to make a run, they need to start doing it right now. Down by six at 14-8. It'll be Claire Rasmussen to do the serving. Floats it across. Dug out by Holland. The quick set. Dinked across by Linners. Played, though, by Wright. And the quick dink by Hamburger. I believe that was her on the second hit. That was in that area where it's difficult for us to see because of the standard. 14-9. Rasmussen to serve. Played on the back row by Rimmers. They'll run it quick to Haynes, and she drives it down. Boy, Dorn had some choices there. She had Linners right there and Haynes and passed it to Haynes, and the defense really didn't know what to do. 15-9 the score. That left that corner open, and Haynes found it. She'll serve it up. Jump serve to the back line played by Rundle. Kept alive the back set. Beautifully done. Claire Hamburger with the back set for the dink. She went behind herself as she was setting it up for the right side and went back across on the crisscross and got the point, 15-10. It's Rimmers on the attack into the net. That will keep things alive for St. Cecilia as they fall within four, 15-11. Privet to serve. Sends it to the back row, and Holland got out of the way just in time. It's a service error as it went about a foot beyond the end line. Holland thought about playing it but did not. It's 16-11. Leonard serves. Taken by Farmer. Hamburger with the pass left side for Sheehy. Blocked at the net. Taken by Dorn. Pass left side. The attack by Holland. Nice diving save by Rundle. Punched up by Hamburger. Sent across by Sheehy. The quick set for Rimmers, and she hammers it home. And again, it's Dorn with that quick set. Rimmers from the back row coming up for the attack. 17-11, Freeman on top by six. Emily Linners to serve it up. Takes it across. Rundle, it's an ace. Rundle with the dig, but it was misdirected. 18-11, Freeman by seven. Linners will serve again from the right side. Played on the back line by Farmer. The pass over to the left side, pushed across by Wright. Played by Linners, the quick step for Rimmers. And again, they hammer it home. They're starting to perfect that move right now, is Freeman. 19-11 the score. Linners to serve once again. Played on the back side by Farmer, the quick step. Trying to put it down was Scope. Played around, sent back. Hamburger had it blocked back. Now it's on St. Cecilia's side, but they cannot get it across in three. Sheehy, the last one to touch it, trying to go low to bring it back. 20-11 the score now. Freeman 5 points away from winning this match. The set left side. Sheehy on the attack, and Freeman in the net. So the point will go to St. Cecilia. 20-12 the score. Rimmers called in the net. Service by Carly Wright. Played on the back line by Marissa Haynes. They set it up again quickly for Rimmers. And again, she just goes up high and drives it through the defense. Defense is there. It's just she takes a higher angle and pops it off the hands. Sugden with the floater. Wright will set it up for Hamburger. It sounded like it was touched, but it went out of bounds. It sounded like it was touched, but it was not. So it's a point for Freeman, and they're 3 points away from winning this match, 22-12. Played by Sheehy, hit across by Scope. And again, Dorn with the quick hitter to Rimmers. This time, though, Scope is there to block it back with a tough block, 22-13. Last-ditch effort now for St. Cecilia. It's got to be done at this time. Sheehy gets a kill, an ace. That just floated there with no movement. There was a complete miscommunication by the back line of Freeman. 22-14, Sheehy again. This time it's played by Sugden. Back set for Holland. Her attack is good on the back line. 23-14. And it appears right now that Freeman is about to move on to the state championship. They're 2 points away. It is Carly Rimmers. Her service, a jump serve played by Rasmussen. Pushed up by Wright. The attack by Hamburger touched at the net and saved there by Rimmers. Holland will send it back to Rimmers, played by Farmer with the save. Hamburger the attack, kept alive by Linners. Now it's Holland down the line, kept alive by Sheehy. Hamburger the standing spike will send it across. Sugden the overpass, and it's directed by Scope. As she dinks it across at the line on the overpass, the point will go for St. Cecilia. They're down by 8, 23-15. Farmer floats it to the back line. Played there by Sugden. The quick pass to Haynes. Hits the net, keeps it alive, and St. Cecilia could not get it over in three. It is set and match point for the Freeman Falcons. They lead at 24-15. They will have a number of set and match points. Holland played on the back row by Sheehy. The attack and the kill, it was long, but one of the players, Linners, was in the net for Freeman. They were ready to celebrate with Freeman, but the point will go to the Hawkettes. It's 24-16. Hamburger the service, floats it to the back line, played by Rimmers. Quick set for Linners. Trying to knock it down with the kill, but there's Hamburger to get it. Prevet, though, is blocked back and is called for the lift. She tried to play it off the block of Linners and was called for the lift, and that will end it. Freeman wins the fourth set, 25-16 over St. Cecilia. So Freeman wins 3-1, 25-16, 19-25. 26-24, the pivotal third set, and 25-16 in set number four. It will be Freeman against Crofton in the state championship. That will be tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, and that's going to be featuring two undefeated teams, 29-0 Crofton, 32-0 Freeman. Something's going to have to give tomorrow in that matchup. For St. Cecilia, they will drop down into the consolation match. They will face a good Guardian Angel Central Catholic team in the third-place match at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Lincoln East High School. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back and wrap things up from Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. After this, you're listening to AM 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
1230 KHAS.
Come back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. It is all over in the C2 state semifinals. Freeman advancing to the state championship with a four-set victory over the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia. It'll be Freeman taking on Crofton in a matchup to feature two unbeaten teams in the state title match tomorrow at 1 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. For St. Cecilia fans, they will have one more match. They'll take on Guardian Angel Central Catholic out of West Point in the consolation at Lincoln East tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. So four of the state championships for tomorrow have been set. Two more will be decided tonight, as only classes A